Allow me to set up. I come here as you can hear my voice. It's not my natural voice because I almost lost my voice. I don't know why. Most probably it's the humbling effect that God wants to instill on me.
大家现在听到我的声音呢，其实已经不是我原本自然的声音，我也不知道为什么我会失去我原本的自然的声音，可能是上帝让我谦卑吧，所以有点主谦卑的声音。So as we,
you will hear my voice spoken very softly. Please do not go to sleep.
你会听到我的声音是很轻柔的，所以千万不要睡着哦。 在我们讲到之前，请我们来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning as this community of faith here at BSOP gathered together to worship you. First, we want to acknowledge your presence among us. Second, we ask you to guide us, O God, by your word and spirit, that in your light we may see light.And in your truth, find freedom. And in your will, discover your peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Today we do not have slides. I really envy Samuel because he had all the slides there. I prepared the slides, but this thing is not cooperating.
其实今天这个幻灯片放幻灯片的屏幕坏掉了，我非常羡慕那天陈老师他有幻灯片可以告诉大家的这个讲到的进程。其实我也有准备 PPT， 但是没办法，这个机器不合作。
As I looked around these past couple of weeks, I see beautiful faces, beautiful people.
过去几周里在飞升的日子我看到了许多漂亮的脸庞很多美好的人。
And as I passed through my room and to either out going to this building or to the mess hall, I find usually people sitting there with their earphone or their laptop and talking.
在我从我住的宿舍到餐厅还有到礼堂还有到班上上课的这个路上我经常看着大家就戴着耳机在听什么或者是在专注于电脑上的东西或者是在说话。
And there are times when these people are very happy and talking very loudly.
说话的同学呢就是说话声音特别大而且看上去好像很开心的样子。
But there are times whenThey get very angry and speak also very loudly.
有时候呢，看上去又特别的气愤、生气，说话声音也很大。
There are times when I see tears coming out of their of them, and my heart really go after them.
有时候我看着有些人很难过，眼里充满泪水，我也很同情。
And so in all these, I believe that many of us have left family, have left our children, have left our spouses, or have left our country, or our provinces, or our homes to come here to study.
所以我想在座的各位，很多人离开自己的家人，有的离开自己的孩子，离开自己的父母，或者是配偶，离开自己的家乡、祖国，来到这里来学习。
And so many of us sometimes long after our loved ones.
很多人肯定很想念你们的家人。
Because I too call them, and I too look out to the east, where I guess that's where my family is.
很多人呢给家人打电话，我也经常给家人打电话，而且我时常往东边看，因为我感觉好像我的家是在那个方向。
And for many of you, yours is that way.
许多人呢，可能是往那个方向看。
And so as we gathered here to study, we sacrifice a lot.
当我们大家在一起来这里学习的时候，我们牺牲了很多。
And sometimes we feel that, what am I doing here?
有时候我就在想，我在这里到底干什么呢？
But God has called us together to study and to learn from each other.
但是上帝把我们召聚到一起，呼召我们来到这里互相学习。
And so today I would like to share with you Psalm 22.
今天我和大家分享诗篇二十二篇带给我们的信息。
And the title of my message is Looking Up and Beyond.
我的信息的题目就是要往上看。
To look up because God is there.
为什么要往上看呢？因为神在那里。
To look beyond is what the psalmist is trying to do here.
要往上看就是我今天要和大家分享的信息。
If you take a look at verse 1 of Psalm 22,
请大家看诗篇二十二篇的第一节。
It says, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning?
诗篇的二十二篇第一节说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离，不救我，不听我哀哼的言语？
Many times we read this and we say, oh, these are the words of the seven last words of Jesus Christ.
有时候我们读这些诗句的时候，我们会想啊，这是耶稣发出的那种呼求。
And we designate these words to Jesus Christ.
我们把这些诗句都是认为是耶稣说的。
But these words were also the words of the psalmist as he went through a lot of things in his life.
但是这些诗句其实也是表达了诗人的心声，他在生活中经历了很多艰难和痛苦。
And so, why do I need to look up and beyond?
那么我们会说，我们为什么要往上看呢？
Because many times life sucks.
因为许多时候生活并不是一帆风顺的。
It doesn't come our way.
生活并不像我们想象的那样。
And so, we struggle constantly to find our balance.
所以我们不停地挣扎，要找到一个平衡。
We are scorned and we are mocked and we are despised.
我们被鄙视、嘲笑、被诋毁。
Take a look at verse 6 and onward.
请看第六节。
It says, But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by people. Verse 7, All who see me mocks me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. And take a look at verse 12. It says, many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me.Roaring lions tearing their prey open their mouths wide against me. I'm poured out like water and all my bones are out of joint.
请看第六节和十二节。第六节说，但我是虫不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视，凡看见我的都嗤笑我。他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。第十二节，有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面如蜡融化，我的精力枯干如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。
I don't know I read that long, but here you have it. The psalmist here, as he describes himself, he says, life sucks, and really, I am worth nothing. I'm just like a worm.
诗人在这里说，生活经历了种种的艰难，我被众人藐视，我什么都不值，我只不过是一条虫而已。
Imagine, he lost his self-esteem.
想象一下，他根本就没有自己的自尊。
He feels that, what am I doing here? I really am in a mess.
他在想，我在活在这个世界上到底是为什么？我到底在做什么呢？生活是一团的糟。
Sometimes we feel that way.
有时我们也是这样的状况。
We feel that things are not going our way.
有时候事情，我们的生活中很多事情并不像我们想象的那样。
And we looked around and we see people just like us.
我们看一看我们周围的人，情况和我们是一样的。
Because in the U.S., they have a study in 2011, USA Today reports that since 1988 until 2011, there is a rise of 400% of people using medication, antidepressant.
就是今日美国杂志。有一个文章，它是报道了一项研究，就是说从在美国从1988年到2011年这些年间，服用抗抑郁药的人群增加了 400%。
You look around, people who are wearing a smile might be shedding tears inside their hearts.
有时你看到周围的人在微笑着，其实你不知道他的微笑后面是有很多眼泪的。
And so as we gather together as a community of faith, we realize that we are all in the same boat.
所以我们到这大家聚在一起，来为我们的信仰而聚在一起，我们是在一条船上，我们同舟共济。
And that's why as we look around, it's all struggle, it's all tears, it's all the things that we are trying to work out, and we cannot just look straight out, we have to look straight up.
当我们看周围的人和我们都是处在同一种状况中，都是在不断的挣扎，有很多的艰辛，这个时候我们不要向前面看或者向周围看，我们要向上仰望。
And so as we look up, what do we see?
当我们向上仰望的时候，我们看到什么了？
We see that there is a God who cares.
我们看到一位神，他关爱我们。
The God who cares for the needy.
一位看顾穷人的神。
Take a look at verse 22. It says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the congregation I will praise you. You who fear the Lord,Praise him, all you descendants of Jacob. Honor him, revere him, all of you descendants of Israel. It says, For he was not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one, and has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help.
诗篇二十二章二十二节说，我要将你的名传与我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。你们敬畏耶和华的人要赞美他。雅各的后裔都要荣耀他，以色列的后裔都要惧怕他，因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，也没有向他掩面。那受苦之人呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
It tells me that there is a God who cares, and this God will not abandon the needy. That's me and you.
这几节诗篇呢，就告诉我，上帝他不厌弃那些需要他的人。也就是你和我。
The psalmist looked upon himself and says, Well, I am a worm, but I have a God who is bigger.
诗人呢，他看到自己只不过是一条虫，但是他看到上帝要比他更大。
He looks at his life and says, It is a mess, but God is in charge.
他看到自己的生活是一团糟。但是他又看到上帝掌管着一切。
He sees the complexity of his life, and he doesn't know how to work about or go about it, but he knows that God has a complete picture in his plan.
他看到自己的生活是一团糟，但他又不知道该怎么办。但他知道上帝掌管着一切，而且他从一个很宽阔的角度上看，上帝有一个全盘的计划。
This psalm is an assurance that the eye of God is trained to you and me.
这几节诗篇呢，就是表达出上帝的眼睛，他是看顾贫穷和需要的人，也就是你和我。
Maybe people can frown upon us because we are poor. Frown upon us because of our belief. Frown upon us because of who we are. But yet, God smiles on us because he cares for you and me.
也许有一些人呢会鄙视我们，嘲笑我们，因为我们的信仰，因为我们的身份，因为我们是贫穷的。但是上帝总是笑脸对我们，因为他是看顾贫穷需要的人。
You know, God blesses the rich. You know that?
你知道吗？人呢都喜欢嫌贫爱富，但是神呢，他是祝福我们。
God blesses the rich, but he takes care of the poor.
上帝呢祝福富有的人，但是他也关爱照顾贫穷的人。
We all are his creation.
我们都是他的创造被造物。
He cares for us.
他关爱我们，爱护我们。
There is a story that was written in preachingtoday.com that it's actually a sermon called A God Who Redeems.
The name God Who Redeems. I 下面要讲一个故事，这个故事是记载在一本书里面，叫做《上帝的救赎》。
And it talks about a pastor one day in Texas. I'm sorry, all my illustrations are stateside. Bear with me. A pastor was in his church, and it's Saturday afternoon, and he was going to fill his baptismal pool with water, but he couldn't find a hose.
有这样一个故事。真实的故事就是说，在德克萨斯州有一位牧师，他在礼拜日的下午要洗礼给信徒，就是没有信主的人受洗，所以他就要去买一根管子来把这个水池，室内的游泳池要充满水。
But he couldn't find a hose. He was trying to call around and see if his members would have a hose, garden hose, where he could borrow. No one has one.
他就去找这样一个水管，但是问了所有的人，教会里所有的人都没有。
And so, as he was going to go out of his church to the store, John came in and says, well, he is actually a stranger to him, and asked, can I talk to you?
当他走出教堂，准备到商店里去买这样一根注水管的时候，迎面过来了约翰。其实约翰他并不熟，他就和牧师说，我可以和你谈一谈吗？
And so the pastor, wow, Chinese, the pastor walked out and was going towards his vehicle, and John says, but I need to talk to you privately.
牧师呢就是走向他的车，心想走这一段路一边和他和约翰谈一谈，但是约翰却说，我有很重要的事需要私下跟你谈一谈。
And so the pastor says, okay, opens up his office again and sat down with John and talked.
所以呢牧师就把他领到自己的办公室，开开门就和他坐下来谈。
And John's first question was, are you real?
约翰的第一个问题就是说，你是认真的吗？
And the pastor says, what do you mean?
牧师就说，你什么意思啊？
And John said, well, I have been to different churches and, you know, I'm struggling. I am struggling with my sexual orientation. And so I actually went to a church, and when I straightened up, the church says, and revealed myself to the church says they don't want me and kick me out.
约翰就说，其实我原来是在另一家教会聚会做礼拜。但是我就和教会的信徒们说，我的性取向问题有问题，而且我一直在这个性取向里面痛苦的挣扎着，我把这些告诉他们，但是他们就把我踢出了教会，不要我了。
And so John asked the pastor, are you for real?
然后约翰就问牧师说，你对我是不是很认对你是不是很认真地对待我呢？
And so the pastor started to share with him the gospel, then called up a lot of his support groups in the church and helped him and embraced him and says, okay, we're going to meet with you in such a date and we'll welcome you to our support group.
这个牧师呢就给他讲了福音，然后和一些教会里的各个种各个样的小组联系，然后他就对约翰说，你哪一天哪一天来吧，那个我们到时候再谈，然后这些小组呢教会的小组非常欢迎你，他也愿意接受你。
And so John was very happy, and as he was going out, he says, oh, by the way, you know, I wasn't coming here actually. I went to buy a water hose, and I was going to, and also some duct tape. I'm going to tape that water hose onto my exhaust pipe, and I'm going to just sit there and turn on the car and wait until I go.
然后约翰就非常高兴，因为有教会愿意接受他嘛。然后他就说，哎，顺便牧师，我要告诉你一声，其实我到这儿来，我原本是没有打算到教堂来的。我本来打算什么呢，我开着我的车，我已经买了一个水管，然后还买了一些连接水管的一个管道。我打算把那个管道管子接在我的那个汽车的排气管上面，然后呢把那个管子接到我的车窗里面，我坐在这个汽车里面，然后因为我们知道排气管排一氧化碳嘛，然后我坐在车厢里准备就死掉自杀的。
And the pastor says, "Really? You have a water hose?"
这个牧师说，真的吗？你真的有水管啊？
He says, "Yeah, I really went and bought one previous to my coming."
约翰说，是啊，我就来之前，我其实就已经买了一条水管放在我的车里。
The pastor says, I got a glimpse of redemption that day.
那个牧师就说，那一天我看到了上帝的救恩。
I saw John cross the line to faith and let Christ put his feet on a different path.
牧师说，在那一天我看到了神的救恩，因为约翰他跨越了信心的那个线，然后呢寻找到耶稣基督，让耶稣基督把他的那个道路转移，放在另一条新路上。
And I saw God take something that was intended for death, that hose, and use it to fill up something that means life, the baptismal pool.
我看到了上帝竟然可以让结束一个人生命，让一个人准备自杀的那个水管最后充满了生命，充满了祝福，用来做洗礼的那个管道。
See, God cares.
看到了吗？上帝是爱我们的，关心我们的。
God loves us so much.
上帝是那么的爱我们。
But many times we put our struggles and our tears and our burden upon our own selves and carry them around.
但是很多时候我们是自己担着我们的痛苦、眼泪和负担，我们自己来承担它们。
We need to learn how to place our despair in the context of God's redemption.
我们要学习，要学会把自己的苦闷和绝望交付在那位救赎我们的神手里。
See, the last few verses of this passage, take a look at verse 30. It says, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord.They will proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, for he has done it.
我们来看最后的这几节经文，三十节，他必有后裔侍奉他，主所行的事必传与后代，他们必来把他的公义传给将要生的民，言明这事是他所行的。
See, the first verse says, My God, my God,Why have you forsaken me?
我们看第一节讲我的神，我的神为什么离弃我？
It is a desperate cry for help.
这是一个绝望的呼求帮助的喊声。
It is a time where this psalmist looks at himself and he says, "My goodness, I am a goner."
I am a goner. 当这诗人看自己，定睛在自己身上看自己的时候，他说：“神啊，原来我是这么不值一提。”
But yet, as he looked up, as he sees a God who cares for him, he looks at the redemptive plan of God. He says, "I have a future, because I would see my generations after me, people yet unborn."
当他向上看的时候，他看到了神的爱，神的救赎，而且看到了未来的希望，而且将要生的民和他的后代都要看到神所行的奇事。
People yet unborn, that is hope. That is that this person is not just going to end up in the trash bin. He is going to have children. He is going to have his children's children. And he will enjoy a family. He will enjoy a community. He has hope.
未生的民就预示着有希望。也就是说他的子子孙孙他的后代都要看到神所行的奇事是有希望的他不会就结束在今生今世这个灰堆里面这垃圾里面死去而他有自将会有自己的家庭有自己的子子孙孙孙孙都是敬畏神仰望神的人他会享受这样的天伦之乐
God has showed us how much he loved us, didn't he?
上帝是不是显示出他是多么的爱我们呢
He sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us.
尤其是上帝派自己的独生儿子耶稣基督死。
He suffered on the cross for us.
他在十字架上为我们受苦。
So that we can have eternal life.
因此我们可以拥有永恒的生命。
Rather than complaining about my problems,
不要总是抱怨自己个人的问题和苦楚。
I can praise God and thank God for all the troubles around me.
即使我们经历众多的苦难，我们身边有很多的问题，但是我们仍然可以能够赞美神，仰望他。
Because I do not need to take control.
因为我们确实掌管不了所发生的一切。
Let God take control.
让上帝来掌管我们的生活和这一切。
As our families are far, far away.
我们的家离我们很远现在。
As our loved ones sometimes will not understand us for being so far away.
有时很多人并不理解我们为什么离家这么远到这里来。
As tears roll down our cheeks.
当眼泪从你的面颊上滚落的时候。
As you and I ponder what's next for my life.
有时你心中会想我的生命中下一步会是什么样子呢?
God is in control.
上帝掌管着这一切。
God knows what you are going through.
上帝知道你要经历什么。
And he guarantees a future generation for you.
他并且保证你的下一代，你的子孙。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
让我们低头来祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your word.Grant, O Lord, that what we have seen, grant, O Lord, that what has been said with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and that what we believe in our hearts, we may practice in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.